What did you think America was going to be like? Staying sitting there for 16 hours, what are you like expecting to be there once you get there?
Big city, nice city, Hollywood, and rich people, that's what I thinking when I come up here, different,
mm-hmm.
how it like, you know, because you see in TV how big city, because most of it in the TV, so the New York, Hollywood,
yeah.
San Francisco, you know, that, but not showing about the life, like small city and
yeah.
homeless and all that, mm-hmm. you know, always nice.
When did you feel like your like life shifted into like an American type of lifestyle?
Well, it's just like a different people come over here. A lot of Filipino come over. Sometimes they go in L.A., sometimes San Francisco. Well, come here in that water.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah.
So you land in San Francisco. San Francisco, that's a big city. Drive from San Francisco to go to this place.
Atwater.
Atwater. You know, live there in San Francisco. You come in a small city, a small town, and you're going to say, like, this is worse than province. You know, like, nowhere. Driving in a high, whatever, that highway of, but six, it was a 680 still, 580 still good, and then when you go to 132, it's like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the boondock. Then you come here in a small town, and it's nighttime, and we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're driving, then we end up leaving, whatever, it's a Santa Fe, yeah. And then, where? When I saw the place, and I saw, it just looked like, they call it duplex now.
Mm-hmm.
They're all apartment, they connected like go like this, and I thought that's just all his house. I was like, oh, well, he have a big house. Pine up, they're all like a duplex house. Two bedroom and one living room, a small kitchen and one bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's what when, oh, and then when we, I came in, and I even asked him, did he have a house girl?
Mm.
Yeah. I asked him, I said, where's your house girl? And they go, we don't have a house girl here. And then he go like, you are. And I told him, send me back home. The first night that we got there, I told him, send me back home.
Mm-hmm.
You live in nowhere. And his apartment, outside his apartment, it's, you can hear passing train, really close to the train road, railroad. And then after that, you know, live in a small house, really. And then that's what I told him, you know, send me back home. I said, my life in the fitness is better than this. and then the first thing he told me is, you know, I cannot send you back home because I spent all the money to bring you all here. You know, pay the phone bills, talking to you every day, and you know, all the money that I spent for you to bring you here, and
mm-hmm.
and at the time he only had 3 strikes.
Mm.
So that's the only thing, that time that I really regretted. I cry, I want to go home, and
mm-hmm.
and then that's the one, the time then when I call my family in the Philippines, this time in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked them that if they can send me a plane ticket because I can go back home. And then when they don't know that, they didn't even know that I came here, United States. The only thing knows is my family in Capasola.
Mm-hmm.
So when that's why my aunt told me, that one who take care of me all these years, and she told me that, what? Why you didn't tell me? And she's so mad. They all so mad. And then when I asked them to send me, buy me plane ticket so I can go back home and this and that, I said, go now. You choose that. You didn't tell me. And I'm not going to do that. You know, and she really, really mad at me. And And then after that, at the time, and I don't know what to do, and I okay, you know, and so you're not gonna send me home. And I bugged him for a long time to send me back home.
How long?
Long.
Long time?
Long. For a year and a half.
Wow.
I gave him a hard time.
How did he feel about that? Because the fact that he wanted to marry you, and then the fact that you wanted to go back.
Believe me, he really feel bad. Because at the time, when I got here, I don't know anybody. And then I keep asking him, send me back home, send me back home. I don't want to live here. And yeah, being now thinking about it, I'm really selfish. But at the time, I will tell you, it's just a spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I don't see myself as spoiled brat before. But now if you, that I call it, I'm a selfish and spoiled brat. And, but he did not send me back home, and I'm mad, and then, because this is what the month is, the stupid things that I did, I called a taxi, taxi picked me up, and I left, but they don't want to send me back home, and the taxi driver asked me where you going to drop you off, and I said, I really don't know. Make a short story, he dropped me back, and then, his house, and then after that, cry every night, homesick, cry, then talk to him, cry, and this time I really want my family. This time I wanna go home. I did that for a year and a half.
Wow.
So a year and a half, 2 years, and then I met his family. Still want to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
His family is really nice. But
where's his family from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. He said, they're really nice, especially my mother-in-law. That's one thing that I really don't, what reason I don't want to marry American, because by experience of my aunt, she got abused by American husband.
Oh.
And that's why I said I don't want to have nothing to do with American.
Wow.
Yeah. Then I end up. Well, he's not American. He's Puerto Rican. That's what he said. I'm Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm. So how did you speak English when you lived in the, did you learn English in the Philippines?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, because when you go to school, sometimes like, you know, you, well, that's just one thing. When you have English subject, sometimes they speak Tagalog, but then when you read in the book,
it's in English.
In English.
Hmm.
So, and not only that, because I learned in English where I work with my uncle. You know, so you can pick up and learning English from them. And then where I grow up with, because my aunt that would take care of me all those years, and have the she have a business partner from like Japan, because her business is import, you know, so she have a business partner for Japan, so they have a meeting conference sometimes in the home, and I'm around, so they speak English, and you know, and then because they don't understand Tagalog, so that's what most of it is, they spoke, and so you're picking up while you're young.
From the nannies?
The nanny, they're picking up some, but most of it, the nanny is from Visayas, so she speaks some Cebu.
Mm.
So that's okay. Different language.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand the Cebuano, so when they call it Cebuano.
Mm-hmm.
So and then so they have a different like, but the main really that we're speaking there is just Tagalog. So then my family in Capistrano, like they spoke like my mom, my real mom is, you know, speak Ilocano, Kapampangan, and Tagalog. And then my real dad is from Sambales, she speaks Sambal, Tagalog, and then of course he knows Kapampangan, because of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then so know how to, and not really the deep Kapampangan. So, but I can understand, I can speak the Kapampangan, and I can, you know, I can understand Cebuana, and then I can speak the Tagalog, a little bit Sambal.
Mm-hmm.